Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, you've been following, I'm sure, the debate, the situation. There are a number of other things we could call it in Washington, D.C., between the administration and Congress, between the Republicans and the Democrats, and the Senate and the House, and all the different stakeholders in Washington over the budget, over the debt, over, you know, the whole financial debate that that we've been having, that they've been having in Washington, D.C. And I want to talk about that just a little bit. First, I think it's important to point out that one of, if not the primary role of members of Congress, what they're employed to do and what they're paid to do, is to appropriate the funds to continue the financial operation of the government. That is their primary job, their primary role, and their primary part of their existence as elected members of Congress is to fund the government, right? Everybody will tell you that. And since the federal fiscal year begins October 1st and ends September 30th, it naturally follows that the budget and the associated appropriations should be completed by September 30th. The funding of the government, the resolution, the decision about that, if they do their job like they're supposed to do, like they're paid to do, they would have all that done by, if not before, September 30th each year, right? At least that's how it works in the real world. You know, like in your small business, right? If you have a deadline, you have to meet it. If your customer gives you a deadline, the people you work for who've elected you to serve them, if you have a deadline, if they want something delivered at a certain time, if it's understood, that's what you do. When the time for the taxes to be paid or to be filed or whatever, when that date comes, you have to do that. You have to be in compliance. If you don't, you get in a lot of trouble, right? You either get fired by a customer or you get in trouble with the government, right? Well, but in Washington, D.C., without any sense of shame, without any sense of shame, leadership and professionalism have been suspended in favor of political gamesmanship, as it apparently seems normal to the political class to still be debating the budget and the funding process with less than half of the current fiscal year remaining. Think about that. The fiscal year, we're 7 months into the current fiscal year, and they're still debating the budget, the funding process, the appropriations. They're still debating all that. And they're talking to you and me on the television without any sense of shame. And that's preposterous to me. You know, when I was growing up, I was often amused by a comic book series called Bizarro World. Some of you out there may be old enough to remember Bizarro World. It was part of the Superman series. This was about a planet where everything was opposite of the reality that people know on planet Earth. For example, in Bizarro World, that noisy contraption that the housewife pulled around the living room, holding a hose, actually deposited dirt and grime onto the floor instead of sucking it up into the thing, right? That's how things were in Bizarro World. If this comic book series were still being produced today, I think they could change the title from Bizarro World just to Washington, D.C. And the characters would be politicians. Without any sense of embarrassment, America's political class continues to behave in such a way as to be regularly compared to a kabuki dance. You've heard that term, right? This kabuki dance that the House and the Senate's doing, or the Republicans and the Democrats are doing, whatever. You know what a kabuki is? A kabuki is a form of Japanese theater in which characters dress, dance, and behave on stage in ways that require patrons, the audience, to suspend any sense of reality in order to enjoy. So now, think about that, folks. That's a kabuki dance. That's a kabuki theater, right? So now the metaphor for the way our government operates, given by many people, is a kabuki dance. Sadly, few metaphors today are more apt. And that's what we've come to. It's come to this, my friends. So we wanted to know what you thought about all this and about the behavior of America's bizarre kabuki cast of characters. And so we asked this question. Who do you blame for the way Washington is handling the 2011 budget appropriations process? Who do you blame for that? Almost one-third said they blame the Democrats. And because, quote, they have could have passed the 2011 budget last September, and that's true. But prior to the election, the Democrats were in control of all three houses. They could have gotten this done. So they, a third said Democrats. The Republicans fared a little bit better, with only a little less than 10% saying that they blame the GOP for, quote, just plain politics, end quote. But neither party should feel too good about that, because the next option told the story. One-third of our respondents said that almost 6 out of 10, almost 60% said a pox on both their houses. Both are incompetent. 60% said both houses are incompetent. So here's my point. One can only hope that this last sentiment, this 60%, will endure and will manifest during the next election process. Perhaps then America will elect and send to Washington leaders of both parties who have a sense of duty and responsibility to those they represent. Perhaps it would be enough, maybe it would just be enough, to elect people who actually are capable of a sense of shame. Something to think about. When we come back, I got a few more things, a couple of new developments over the last couple of days with regard to the U.S., the economy, our credit rating, and we'll talk about that after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.